new study says mobility, yung paglabas ng mga tao sa kanilang bahay to resume economic activity, is now clearly, very directly linked with their confidence or lack thereof in the healthcare system.
And scientists say they have found evidence of water on the surface of the moon. Now that's exciting.
Mula po sa Quezon City, ako si Robbie Alampay, Puma Podcast.
At ako si Inday Espino Varona. It's October 30 and this is Teka Teka, balita para sa mga huli sa balita.
Teka Teka, before we proceed, if you're listening to Teka Teka, then chances are you already also know about Puma Podcast. But please be aware that we have also now put Teka Teka on its own channel wherever you podcast. So if you want to binge just the news, please do follow Teka Teka. But continue to follow Puma Podcast because as you know, marami tayong ginagawa na iba pang mga proyekto.
Rob, kailan tayo nag-sound clip ng Asemory Chan? Like last month or probably a month and a half ago? Well, the year is really nearly ending and a lot of countries are trying to bounce back from the COVID pandemic. The Philippines included, of course.
Pero kahit saan ka naman tumingin, marami pa rin mas pinipili sa bahay na lang muna kahit pa hindi na ganun kahigpit yung quarantine protocols. Now, what's going on here? Janina Magundayaw talks to Jeff Arapok of Usapang Econ about their study.
Robbie, Inday, actually, napansin ko rin yan, no? Kasi pag lumalabas ako for errands, kunwari, or for work, talagang mas kaunting tao na yun. Nakikita ko, for example, sa mga malls, sa mga grocery, kahit sa mga bangko compared to pre-pandemic levels. Pero, syempre, ibang usapin naman yung traffic, di ba? But, kidding aside, may bagong study ngang lumabas kung saan co-author si Jeff Arapok ng Usapang Econ. Sa study na yon, na-establish nila yung link between the confidence level ng mga tao sa kanilang healthcare system at yung desisyon nila kung sila ba lalabas ng bahay o magtitiis-tiis muna habang may banta pa ng COVID-19. Mas mabuti siguro kung si Jeff na mismo yung mag-i-explain.
Just to be clear, dito sa study na to, European countries yung ginamit namin, hindi Philippines. Sinasabi lang nito na may epekto sa mobility behavior o paggalaw ng mga tao sa isang bansa yung pagkakaroon nila ng confidence o pagtitiwala sa kani-kanilang healthcare system. But actually, what's really interesting is kung titignan natin yung datos, may parang anomaly. Kasi makikita mo na initially, mas mabilis bumaba yung mobility ng mga taong nasa bansang may mababang confidence sa kanilang healthcare system. However, mas mabilis din silang maka-experience ng pagtaas ng kanilang mobility compared sa mga taong nasa bansa namang may mataas na confidence sa healthcare system.
Malaki din ang papel ng confidence ng public sa healthcare system sa kung paano sila mag-respond sa lockdown.
Posibleng dahil hindi nga sila confident sa healthcare system nila, parang mas mahirap i-anticipate kung kailan ba talaga matatapos yung health crisis. I mean, if you are confident na eventually mamamanage yung problema, mas ma-incentivize kang sumunod sa quarantine protocols. Pag sa tingin mo kaya ng healthcare system mamanage yung situation, parang sige, wait lang ako dito. Pero pag pakiramdam mo kasi walang direksyon yung sistema, eventually makakaramdam ka agad ng tinatawag na quarantine fatigue. Ang mangyayari na lang is that, okay, sige, lalabas na ako and probably susunod ka na lang sa ibang health protocols like frequent washing of hands, magsuot ng mask, at magpractice ng social distancing.
Pero bukod dun sa confidence level sa healthcare system, may papel rin yung trust level ng mga tao sa kanilang government.
Karamihan kasi sa mga bansang may mababang confidence level sa healthcare system nila ay yung mga bansang relatively less developed. Nakita rin nung study namin na yung mga tao sa bansang may mataas na trust sa kanilang gobyerno ay mas nananatili sa kanilang mga bahay. Kahit na mababa yung confidence nila sa kanilang healthcare system. Kumbaga parang nagiging substitute yung trust sa government dun sa pagkawala ng confidence nila sa healthcare system nila. So that's very, very interesting.
Kung nagustuhan nyo ang study nila Jeff Arapok, check out Usapang Econ Podcast.
Maraming salamat, Janina Magundayaw. You can catch Jeff Arapok and the Usapang Econ Gang in their podcast available on Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan man kayo pumapodcast.
Now, the Banco Central ng Pilipinas has just released its third quarter inflation report on Thursday. Financial analysts say they expect inflation to remain benign until 2022. Now, ano yung benign? That means low interest rates will likely remain in place. So one of the ways na nakikita ng BSP na makaboost ng economic activity ay ang bank lending. Pero base sa mga survey na ginawa rin ng BSP, mukhang banks are still tightening credit standards. Here's BSP Governor Benjamin Jokna.
As the results of our latest senior bank loan officer survey will show, banks have continued to adopt stringent lending standards in part to avoid a further escalation of non-performing loans that can threaten their financial sustainability. This has contributed to a slowdown in bank lending to businesses and households.
The Senior Bank Loan Officer Survey for the third quarter did show tighter and unchanged overall credit standards for loans, but take note that what the survey showed in the third quarter can be considered an improvement compared to the previous survey noong April to June. This is what Deputy Director Lara Romina Ganapin said in a press briefing.
The latest survey results showed fewer banks reporting tighter credit standards compared to the previous survey results, where more than half of the respondent banks stated that they tightened credit standards amid implementation of stricter quarantine measures due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Pero pagdating naman sa demand, the same report shows loan demand for enterprises and commercial real estate remaining unchanged. And loan demand for households show a net decline in the third quarter.
Now let's talk about stories around the world. France seems to be doing battle on two fronts. President ordered a month-long nationwide lockdown Wednesday dahil pataas ng pataas ang bilang ng mga namamatay sa COVID-19. Over 500 deaths were recorded in France this week. Yes, just this week. And more COVID patients are being rushed to hospitals. Schools and some workplaces will stay open. Pero sarado na uli yung mga restaurants, bars, and non-essential businesses. And then there's the terror attack that killed 3 people inside the Notre Dame Basilica in Nice. That's one of the most popular tourist destinations in France, a city on the French Riviera.
And what a gruesome attack it was. One of the victims, an elderly woman, was even beheaded. Anti-terror prosecutors have opened an investigation into the matter. The suspect is a 21-year-old Tunisian national who arrived in France earlier this month. France raised its national security alert to the highest level. French President Emmanuel Macron says, "If we are attacked once again, it is for the values which are ours, freedom, for the possibility on our soil to believe freely, and not to give in to any spirit of terror. I say it with great clarity once again today, we will not surrender anything."
Liberté. Pour cette possibilité sur notre sol de croire librement et de ne céder à aucun esprit de terreur.
Now, here's something you may have heard about this week. NASA says there could be more water on the moon than previously thought. Specifically, on the sunlit surface of the moon. The research is based on data gathered by NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, which has been orbiting the moon since June 2009. And they also use this thing called the Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy, or SOFIA. It's a Boeing 747 with a built-in telescope. Here's Paul Hertz, NASA's Director of Astrophysics.
SOFIA has found very little water. It's found individual molecules of water surviving on the sunlit surface of the moon. And if you were to gang up all those molecules of water, it would be about 12 ounces of water in a cubic meter of lunar soil. So a cubic meter is like 30 cubic feet. So that's a lot of dirt to mix in a 12-ounce bottle of water. So it's much drier than the driest desert on the earth.
Ah, okay. So hindi siya puddle of water. Dito, nakita nila ang water trapped in glass beads or in between grains on the lunar surface. And you know, Rob, this is not the first time NASA discovered water on the moon. In the late 90s, NASA's orbiting lunar prospector already picked up on it. Para napansin kasi nila na may slight deficit of neutrons emanating from the moon's polar regions. Turns out, hydrogen atoms pala yun. So they got the sense that icy residues of incoming comets and asteroids were mixed into that lunar soil.
Yes, so it is not news that there's water on the moon. We've known that for quite a while now. But the reason this is exciting news for the science community nonetheless is precisely because mukhang masiseryosohin ng NASA ang plans for long-term human settlement on the moon. That's all for today's episode of Teka Teka. We don't have a mystery for you today, pero may magandang balita tayo, Inday. Ang mga podcast ginawa natin ay napabilang na ngayon. We are now curated and included in the archives of the U.S. Library of Congress.
Congrats to the team of Puma Podcast. That's really exciting.
The Library of Congress started what they called a podcast preservation project at the beginning of 2020. And Puma Podcast, specifically Tokhang sa Tokhang, our news items and our COVID diaries, are now included as the first podcasts out of the Philippines and out of Asia to be included in the U.S. Library of Congress Podcast Preservation Project. If you have not yet done so, please do check out Tokhang sa Tokhang and all our projects on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or kung saan man kayo pumapodcast. Follow our page Teka Teka for more news stories. Muli, ako po si Robbie Alampay, Puma Podcast.
At ako si Inday Espina Varona.
Teka Teka Like Puma Podcast is available on Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen. This episode was produced by our executive producer, Kat Ventura. It was edited by Mark Casillan.
With reports from Janina Magundayaw. Maraming salamat po.